All right, let's get to some group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Kayla says, hey, Ben and Kelly, got a question for you, maybe your listeners.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what to do about a wonderful man I've been with for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 34, and up until 3 years ago, didn't date much. He's actually only the third guy I've ever kissed.
Okay.
He treats me great. He's my best friend, wants to get married.
Mm-hmm.
My family loves him. I love his family. I can't imagine not having all of these people in my life. Everyone expects us to get married, but I'm unsure.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about it. He's not a bad-looking guy, but I feel no romantic spark with him.
Mm.
I know any woman would be lucky to have him, but I always envisioned the man I marry would be my soulmate and there'd be like intense passion.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't really exist in my relationship.
Mm-hmm.
My parents think I'm insane, and they're telling me if I don't make it work with him, they're ready to give up on me.
Oh, geez.
So what do you think I should do? Does the spark grow with time? Thanks.
Oh.
That's tough. And when you have pressure of, like, your parents say, if you screw this up,
I know,
we're done.
Right? Right? Like,
wow.
And come on now. Like, the parents, she said this is like her third person she's dated
ever kissed,
right?
Yeah,
so give her a break.
Yeah. I mean mom and dad need to be a little bit more compassionate, like, hi, you know, whatever you decide, honey, you got to do what's best for you, we'll love you anyway, that kind of thing. You don't say, don't you screw this up, right? I mean, it's a tough spot to be in. I absolutely understand mm-hmm. her feelings. You find this great guy who's the best in every way.
Yeah.
There's just that one thing that's missing, but it's a big deal. That's kind of the difference between, you know, someone that you are falling in love with in
just a romantic way,
and just a roommate. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's tough. So I think what she needs to hear is maybe some, well, I'm sure what she wants to hear is from people who say, yes, it can. And this is, you know, how it happened, you know, or there's going to be others that are just be like, you've spent 3 years. And if it's not there,
yeah,
it's probably not going to be.
Yeah, I think it's interesting because I'd be interested to know. She didn't say like how they got together, because I would say
there had to have been some sort of an attraction initially.
Right.
To bring them together, right?
Unless it was a blind date and it was, you know, one of those things where they were just kind of set up and then it just continued to snowball from there.
She thought he was a nice guy.
Right.
She's like, I'll hang in. Let's see what happens.
Right.
And then
exactly.
Here we are 3 years later.
Yeah. Because I would say, at least initially for maybe the majority of us, I know I'm generalizing here, but there's some sort of physical attraction that brings you together first, and then you learn the real person. And
well, it sounds like it was the other way around,
right,
for her. And
right.
then usually the physical part starts to fall in place
maybe
at some point.
All right, well, hey, let's hear your thoughts on this, especially if you were in Kayla's position. Did it grow? Did you decide, you know what, it's never going to grow, and you got out of that relationship, and now where are you? All right, let us hear your story, because that could probably help. 502-795-1997. That's 502-795-1997. Group therapy. Kayla, our listener, has a wonderful guy she's been in a relationship with for 3 years, and she, everything about him is great. There's just no spark.
Yeah, and that's a tough spot, because she's just like, your parents are even going as far as like, get out if you mess this up.
If you screw this up,
we're done.
Yeah,
that's a lot of added
pressure
you don't need to think about when you're really trying to dig deep and figure out what's best for you and your future. Farrah says the answer to Kayla is no, it won't grow.
Oh.
I stayed in a situation for 14 years. It didn't grow. Got out, find my person, and about to celebrate our third wedding anniversary.
Mm. So there's hope on the other end.
Yeah.
Even though
it feels like
he's comfortable. He's comfortable, right?
Right. He's safe, and it's what you know. It's familiar. Sarah says, my parents did that to me. Good guy, good career. We knew each other in college. It was kind of a storybook romance kind of thing, but we moved in together, and within a year, I was like, no sparks. There's a reason I didn't date him in college. Mm. I dumped him. My parents were disappointed, but my happiness was more important to me. 2 years later, met my forever match, and the spark is there every day.
Yeah, Chris on Facebook says, all I need to say here is you got to cut him loose so he can find someone that will love him as much as he deserves.
Yes, that is true. We're not considering the fact that he deserves to be loved by someone who wants him physically, who is attracted to him like that.
Andrew, the Love Doctor, calls our show, dispenses some of that love advice. What's your take on this?
First and foremost, she's not been in a lot of relationships, as she said, only kissed a third person.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right? So, you know, she's kind of new to the game a little bit, number one. Number two, after 3 years, if there's no romantic spark, there should have been a romantic spark prior to 3 years. And number two, does she have a boyfriend or a best friend? There's a difference here. Yeah, there's chemistry in the beginning. Everything's new. But when the newness wears off, like Kelly says, as the relationship grows, there's more newness that comes about. There's more passion. There's more sense of chemistry, wanting to be around this person, physical attraction, et cetera. Mm. But as far as her parents go, who cares?
Yeah.
Your parents aren't kissing him. They're not sleeping with him. They're not hugging him. I mean, seriously, guys, you got to do what's best for you to make you happy.
Yeah,
contrary to what people believe, it's not about what your parents think.
She doesn't necessarily mention how she felt in the beginning. She just says, I feel no romantic spark with him right now.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know.
I mean, there's a lot more questions she probably needs to have answered. But as far as her parents go, no. Don't worry about it.
If I'm reading between the lines for you, Andrew, it sounds like maybe you're suggesting that we're nearing the end of this relationship. If there's no spark, there's no spark.
Yeah, I will agree with that. I think she's nearing the end, and or the only last-ditch effort she has is to go to therapy to maybe see why there isn't one. But again, you would have to determine if there's ever been one, right? There are so many questions that are left unanswered here for me.
True.
Wow.
Absolutely. Okay. I do think that, you know, try the counseling first. If she really does, it sounds like she, in her gut, wants it to work. She's just wondering why that last piece of the puzzle, a big piece of the puzzle, isn't there.
That's a huge piece, Kelly.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, Andrew, the Love Doctor. Thank you, buddy.
Keep on loving, guys.
A lot of people are just saying, hey, after 3 years, probably should have been a spark.
Yes. Erica says you need to be honest with him. Tell him you need to have a serious and private conversation about your future, how you feel, what you want. Don't worry about anyone else because this is between you and him, and you basically answered your own question. I'm 35, got a 15-year-old daughter. I refuse to settle for just anyone because of my age. Mm-hmm. I had a man string me along for 3 years just to tell me he wasn't ready for a serious relationship with someone who had a child. My daughter was 11 at the time. So don't stay because he's a good guy and because everyone else wants you to. It's not fair for either of you.
Yeah, and maybe your parents come from a generation where societal norms are, hey, you get married at 25, you find the love of your life, and then you start pumping out kids by 30 and you know, all that. And, you know, you're 34 now and it hasn't happened. And so
I think with him, it's just like they all love him. It's like everything has fallen into place with this relationship except for this one giant thing, and they're trying to downplay how big of a deal that giant thing is.
And it sounds like it's a big deal. Well,
it is a big deal,
right?
That is, like Andrew, the Love Doctor, said, it's the difference between like a friendship, roommates, versus, you know, a life partner, someone that you want to spend your life with every single day.
All right, Kayla, I know this probably isn't what you wanted to hear, but it sounds like there is there's the end of the relationship is kind of near. You know?
Yeah, you need to, for yourself, don't settle because he's perfect in every other way, because that's a major way that he's not the best one for you. Same on the other hand, for him, he deserves that from someone.
Yeah.
To love him fully.
Well, hey, thank you for reaching out. Keep us posted. I know that
it's so hard to hear, especially around this time of year. It's like, what do I do now?
I know. Great. Thanks, guys.
Do you have an aftercare program? Because I'm going to need that too.
Oh, shoot. All right. There you go. That is group therapy.